Patriot Supply. They're the original Patriot preparedness company, and they're serving millions of American families. Now you can order the 4-week food kit for 25% off the regular price. You get breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. In other words, you'll be well-fed while others are standing in food lines. To get 25% discount on a 4-week food kit, go to preparewithkirk.com. Your order will ship quickly and arrive discreetly at your door if you act now. I'm really into this stuff, and you guys should be too. Visit preparewithkirk.com, preparewithkirk.com. If you're one of the many parents who are thinking about homeschooling your children this year, you need to check out Acellus Power Homeschooling at powerhomeschool.org. Power Homeschool is the official program offered by Acellus for parents homeschooling their children. It keeps parents in control of their children's education by offering online courses right in your home. Taught by some of America's greatest teachers, it is a way to keep your students learning at grade level. Parents are reporting that it is especially effective for struggling students and students with learning disabilities. If you're going to homeschool, you should be responsible to get your students to spend time studying every day. But with Acellus Power Homeschool, they can get quality education studying at home. Check out Acellus Power Homeschool at powerhomeschool.org. Your affordable homeschooling solution. Tell them Charlie sent you. A lot of people are going to be educating at home. I highly recommend powerhomeschool.org.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Biden administration says evacuations from Afghanistan are the priority before the U.S. military completely withdraws. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's national security advisor says the main focus of the U.S. government and military is helping evacuate Americans and allies who are still in Afghanistan.
We are making provision to have them come to the airport and get on evacuation flights out of the country. That is what we are going to do between now and the end of the month.
But neither Jake Sullivan nor the White House press secretary would guarantee that evacuations would go beyond the August 31st withdrawal deadline. Sullivan did say that the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians seeking to leave the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday, according to his office, who said he's in good health and experiencing no symptoms. Abbott, who was vaccinated in 2020, was isolating in the governor's mansion in Austin and receiving monoclonal antibody treatment. Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated in an interview that the two Republicans she rejected to serve on the select committee investigating the January 6th riot could be scrutinized as part of its work. Congressional correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
During an interview with the 19th News, Pelosi said that she voted Republican Representatives Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio from serving on the committee because she thought they were outrageous and not serious. Banks and Jordan are two of Donald Trump's most vocal supporters in Congress and have echoed the former president's claims of election fraud. Banks also recently organized a delegation of House Republicans in the U.S.-Mexico border trip with Mr. Trump. Banks accused Pelosi of using the select committee to target her political opponents by suggesting he and Jordan could be investigated. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 287 points, the NASDAQ dropped 137, the S&P 500 lower by 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs.
they pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirt Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Large venues like Allegiant Stadium and T-Mobile Arena could opt out of Nevada's indoor mask mandate by requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. Governor Sisolak's latest directive allows venues with more than 4,000 seats, which require fans to at least be partially vaccinated, to drop the mask mandate for those who are fully vaccinated, if you follow that. The governor also said venues using that option can administer vaccines outside the event to allow unvaccinated attendees to enter. After the governor issued that new directive, the Raiders announced fans will be required to present proof of COVID-19 vaccinations to attend the games at Allegiant Stadium. Team officials say that policy will be in effect for the first regular season home game. That's the Monday night football game, September 13th, against the Baltimore Ravens. The Raiders are suggesting fans use the Clear app and Health Pass feature to prove that they have been vaccinated. The Raiders have become the first NFL team to announce the vaccine no mask policy.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash on US 95 southbound. That's at Rancho Southern. The right lanes are affected, and you're bumper-to-bumper past Valley View there on 95 southbound. Moving along, but moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 east at Valley Verde and 215 westbound. That's at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday. Busy news day. We're going to get to all of it before we are done. Big news, I guess, nationally, Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. He is quarantining, and I think that'll be interesting news for a lot of folks on both sides of the mask mandate. He was fully vaccinated, by the way, just for the record. We're also dealing with a Congress that has gone home in the midst of all of this stuff that's going on, Afghanistan, the budget resolution, all of these things that are out there. And Matthew Dickerson is joining us. He is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Herman Center for the Federal Budget, and he joins us. Matthew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin. Great to be with you.
I want to ask you, because I hesitate to get me and my audience too deep into the weeds when it comes to the budget resolution, reconciliation, $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill versus a $3.5 trillion bill for human infrastructure. But I want to go back to the beginning, because I remember when the president said, I'm going to give in on some things and not give in on other things. He gave in on a number of things on this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. But now we're finding out that maybe the Republicans were hoodwinked. What do you know about how that all came to be?
Well, as you know, earlier this year, the president came out with a really aggressive agenda, spent trillions of dollars and expanded liberal agenda for higher levels of spending, record levels of damage and tax hikes, massive expansion of the welfare state. He wanted to pass a so-called families plan and a so-called jobs plan. Well, some of the Republicans said that we can negotiate if we're going to have an actual infrastructure package that's focused on actual real roads and bridges. And so some of the senators came together and they came to an agreement to spend $1.2 trillion on infrastructure. But not 2 hours after those Republican senators got a handshake agreement with President Biden, Biden came out and said, well, we can't actually pass this bipartisan infrastructure agreement until we get all of my agenda, all of it passed through Congress, and that's what's moving through the House and Senate at this time.
And let me ask you, is it possible that what has happened is the president agreed to cuts in transportation and different things on that $1.2 trillion bill, but yet they're all things that are going to be addressed fully in the $3.5 trillion bill that has also been passed now and will end up forming at least a framework of all of these new social programs. Can you talk a little bit about what's included in the $3.5 trillion bill?
That's exactly the case, Kevin. So what they want to include is, in these two bills that are moving together in tandem, is all of President Biden's liberal agenda. It's meant to reshape the American economy and permanently expand the size and scope of government control over people's lives. There's everything from Green New Deal-style climate policies, large-scale mass amnesty, even a massive expansion of the welfare state, everything from monthly child tax credit payments to nearly every single family in the country, to expanding Obamacare, to massive tax hikes that are going to really damage the American economy.
I'm just curious. Was this a breakdown in Republican strategy? Did they not know that this reconciliation process was coming down the pike?
Well, I think it was pretty obvious to a lot of people, including our folks here at the Heritage Foundation, that the both of those packages were linked together. And unfortunately, a lot of the Biden agenda is still included in this Republican bipartisan package, too. It's filled with climate and social justice spending. There's just as much spending increases on local transit and rail liberal priorities as there is on highways. So I think it's a disappointing package that is moving through the Congress right now.
Again, Matthew Dickerson joining us from the Heritage Foundation. and the Herman Center for the Federal Budget. Did the Republicans, and there were like 19 of them that voted for this $1.2 trillion package, did they make a tactical mistake in giving the president the $1.2 trillion victory?
Look, I would say there's a lot of damaging policies included in this massive expansion of federal control over what should be local and state decisions. And so I think it's bad policy. I think it's bad politics. And so I think it certainly puts a lot of members in a tough spot for it to be moving forward in tandem with President Biden's $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that includes his entire liberal agenda.
So what happens next? The House is out. The Senate is out. We had heard that they might call back the House on the 23rd of August, but I haven't heard anything recently about that. What is the next step in this process?
That's right. So both chambers are out this week, but next week, Nancy Pelosi is calling the House of Representatives back. She's interrupting their August vacations that they take every year. This is how important it is to President Biden and to Nancy Pelosi that she's bringing all her members back to Washington next week. And so she's going to pass this budget resolution that's going to kickstart the process to pass the $3.5 trillion bill. Now, there's a couple of Democrats in the House that have said that they don't want to vote for this budget until they can pass the bipartisan bill into law. But, of course, Nancy Pelosi wants to keep them tied together. And so there's a bit of a standoff within the Democrats in the House next week.
There are a number of House members that don't think $1.2 trillion is enough and that don't think that $3.5 trillion is enough for the second bill. Are there enough of those types of Democrats that they could derail this thing?
And so you're right. AOC and the others, they want to spend not $4.5 trillion, but they want to spend $10 trillion or even more if they could get a hold of enough tax dollars to spend and completely take over the economy. But it seems like Bernie Sanders helped put together this budget resolution. He's the chair of the Senate Budget Committee. And so it looks like the progressives are all on board with President Biden and Speaker Pelosi's strategy right now to take this massive expansion of the federal government, control more people's lives.
So on the 23rd, what will the House take up? Will they take up both of these bills, or do they need just one, approval on the $1.2 trillion?
So what piece Pelosi wants to pass next week is just the budget. That's going to kickstart the process to put together their reconciliation bill. So if you're kind of building the House, this budget resolution that the Senate already passed and the House will take up is the blueprint. You need your blueprint before you can start building the House that is the reconciliation bill. And that's what they're going to pass next week. Pelosi is going to hold that Senate-passed infrastructure package hostage while she puts together the final bill to spend $3.5 trillion later this fall.
Okay, and then what happens after the House passes this framework? How do they end up putting meat on the bones, so to speak?
And so the Pelosi and Leader Schumer and the leaders of the various committees in the House and the Senate are going to start putting together the legislative text to have this higher levels of spending, higher levels of taxes. They're going to put it into the actual legislative language. Then they can actually pass it through the Senate with just 50 votes plus Kamala Harris and bypass what would normally be the 60-vote filibuster threshold because they're passing it through this budgetary process, reconciliation.
Is the Senate parliamentarian involved at all anymore? Are there any question marks as to what will pass muster with the parliamentarian?
Absolutely. The Senate parliamentarian is a key staffer, but it's important to know that this staffer just gives advice. And so when Kamala Harris is in the chair of the Senate presiding, they can overrule the parliamentarian with just 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. And so there's definitely question marks. They definitely want to push the bounds of what would normally be allowed under the rules They want to even pass mass-scale amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants through a budgetary process. And I think that would be a very damaging precedent to set.
Is there any tactics that the Republicans can use? I had heard Lindsey Graham on a couple of the shows saying, we might just walk out. All the Republicans would walk out and deny them a forum. I asked Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, if that was a possibility. He said no. What say you?
Well, when they have the 50 votes plus Kamala Harris in the chair of the Senate, they can railroad and set new precedent and do what they need to do in the Senate. And so it's going to be a wild ride, so to speak. But I think the best things that Senate Republicans can do and people across the country can be doing is paying attention to what they're trying to do to reshape the American economy and let their voices be heard about how troubling it is.
Matthew, if folks want to catch up on what you're working on at the Heritage Foundation's Herman Center for the Federal Budget and some of the great work that you do, how can they find it?
Please check out our work at the heritage.org website.
Gotta love that. That's simple. Matthew, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Great way to start the week. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
There you go, Matthew Dickerson, the Heritage Foundation's Herman Center for the Federal Budget. And what more and more people are telling us, we have been reaching out to people like Senator Tom Cotton, Matthew Dickerson, and others. We'll continue to do that before the 23rd of August. Essentially, there's not a lot that Republicans can do to stop this thing. This $3.5 trillion monstrosity that is going to break the bank. I mean, it really honestly is. There's no way, at least I can't find anybody short of Lindsey Graham who thinks we can stop this. We'll talk about that as we go along. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All across Southern Nevada, it is live and local on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. Yesterday, if you were with us, we went live to Governor Steve Sisolak, who laid out a new policy on masks at events of 4,000 or more. That would mean like Raiders games, concerts, things like that. And I got to tell you, at the end of it, I was more confused than I was going into it. And then the Raiders stepped in, and the Raiders did their own thing. They became the first NFL team to do their own thing on masks and vaccines and things like that. Gentleman Jim Dallas is the only guy I could turn to try and get some a straight answer on what the hell just happened. He joins us now. What the hell did happen?
It was really confusing the way he laid it out, and I hope I can add some clarity to that. But the directive right now is in indoor places in the state of Nevada, you got to have your mask. Well, what Governor Sisolak's directive yesterday said, it allows venues of more than 4,000 seats like T-Mobile and Allegiant to require that fans at least be partially vaccinated, and they could drop the mask mandate. So that's the thing. If you don't want to wear a mask, then get a vaccine and you can go to the game, the Raiders Stadium, Allegiant Stadium, and you're fine. Now, if you are not vaccinated, well, you're going to need to get a jab before you go in, because that is what the Raiders are requiring, not the governor.
Okay, but the idea, at least what the governor said, is that some of these events, and I'm sure it wasn't just directed at the Raiders, UFC events, things like that, that are, you know, with more than 4,000 people, that they could essentially have a tent outside the stadium, right, where you could get a jab of the vaccine and go in and go and enjoy the game.
Right. Now, the thing with that is, if you get one of the two jabs, one of the two, then even if you do that outside the stadium, and I don't know which one they're going to be administering, but you would still have to wear the mask. That's the thing. If you've had one of your shots, you can go into Allegiant Stadium. You're allowed, you're privileged, but you got to wear a mask. If you've had both of your shots, you can go into Allegiant Stadium and take off your mask.
So who's going to be the mask Gestapo? You know, the secret police of sports or entertainment. Is this going to be a deal where the